T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
David Lightman, yeah. McClatchy, on a Friday morning as usual. Good morning, sir.
Hey, David.
Hi, how are you?
We're well. I mean, I guess it's taking off the masks. Is that a bipartisan agreement, or did somebody find something to criticize?
I'm sure there'll be somewhere or something, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Somebody will get sick or something.
Oh, Lord.
In the Capitol.
And well, you got to remember, Nancy Pelosi, the speaker, said, we're keeping the mask rule here.
Well, you know, it's funny. I haven't read it yet. I just got an advisory from the attending physician of the Capitol, so we'll see what that says. Well, you know, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, they haven't been wearing masks for a while.
No, they haven't.
No. But otherwise, the Capitol, everybody, every policeman, everybody wears a mask.
You know, again, this is a political issue, which it had not been in the past, but the CDC, you know, obviously was quite compromised the last couple of years, and the Biden administration at least acted like they had no idea, and their point was so they could sort of let the public know that the CDC works independently of them. Oh. Is that believable? Is that effective? Is it true?
I think it's been pretty effective, although there's a core of people who just believe that this coronavirus thing is overblown, it's a hoax, that masks are ridiculous. I mean, otherwise respectable people. I mean, I could tell you one congressman from California that I talk to all the time, and he's a terrific conservative voice. I mean, the guy's smart,
right.
Thoughtful. But when it comes to this, boy, he just thinks, I mean, why are we even going crazy over this? We don't go crazy over the flu every winter.
Right.
And it sounds very rational, but this is what you're up against.
Yeah, I mean, well, and the other hand, like I cruise lefty bulletin boards, too, or billboards, posting sites. And, you know, some of them are not believing the CDC at all, and they're saying, I'm leaving my mask on because, you know, those new mutations, those variants, you know, look at India. So now we've got to, you know, so some people aren't believing him on that side of the thing.
No, but you know what I compare it to? Look, we all know people who are sort of, what do you call them, germophobes or something?
Oh, good. President Trump
won't
is
shake
one.
Hands with you or whatever, you know. And heck, I remember people wearing masks long before coronavirus, you know, on subways and things. So, okay, fine. They want to feel that way. I mean, look, I'm still nervous about taking off a mask indoors.
Free country.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday I left it on, and I plan to leave it on today and tomorrow. I just have to get used to it.
Yeah, you got to ease into the freer lifestyle.
The mask, yeah.
You know, so the Republicans, you know, they meet with Biden on infrastructure. They say it was constructive, but that there's a so-called red line and it involves, you know, corporate taxes and what have you. What is your sense of an actual opportunity to make a deal on that?
I think it's 50-50, and I'll tell you why. Everybody wants infrastructure, okay, for a lot of reasons. I mean, it's the right thing to do, but beyond that, they all want to go home and have a press conference in front of, you know, I-84 or whatever and say, look what I did, right? And that's Republican, Democrat. And if, in fact, you appear to be an obstructionist, you're the one who couldn't fix the crumbling bridge over, you know, I-95, well, boy, that's political poison. But, again, you also don't want to be, if you're a Republican, the person who goes home and says, you know, see that, you know, factory over there? You know, they're laying off people because they had to raise taxes. So this is a tough one for Republicans.
Well,
I think in the end, something's going
to
happen.
You know, kind of go back to the 90s. It depends on what is. So it depends on what, you know, infrastructure is. Is it daycare? Is it, you know, pre-K for every kid in America? Or is it like that bridge that you referred to on 84?
Well, it was always the bridge on 84.
Well, not anymore.
I know. And see, that's why they were always able to come together on this. I mean, they defied Ronald Reagan in the 80s when he vetoed a bill, one of these infrastructure bills. And Congress overrode the veto because they wanted those bridges and roads. But now you start throwing daycare into the mix and all this other stuff, and I don't care how logical you seem to be, a lot of people, including some Democrats, just aren't going to buy it. And the cost of this thing, you already saw last month inflation hit its highest monthly level since, I think, 2008. And now, I don't know about what's Connecticut, but down here, you know, we have gasoline prices starting to go through the roof.
Yeah.
Well, you start spending, $6 trillion, right, without paying for a lot of it.
Floating around out there.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, inflation again.
And on the flip side, you have, you know, a recovery sort of not on its own, but happening at the same time. So there's all these sort of competing forces, and it probably, you know, $2 trillion probably is too much. Maybe $600 billion isn't enough. I mean, it seems like there's 1.4 trillion in the middle. I'm sure that it would be really unbelievable if they couldn't find a way to, because I do think the country's infrastructure, the ones we agree
needs
on,
some work.
It needs work. I you know, we don't have a lot of time here, David. I want to ask you, we talked a lot this week without you about the Liz Cheney situation, and we talked to you last week before it all happened. Just any other final thoughts on sort of what you viewed and what you heard in the hallways and the state of the Republican Party?
In about 5 minutes, the House Republicans are going to get together and try to choose a successor. I think this is what's interesting to watch, because Liz Cheney, for all her rhetoric, is a diehard conservative.
Yep.
Elise Stefanik, the woman that Trump has chosen to replace
not
her.
Not as much.
No, I mean,
she's a diehard opportunist.
Well,
yeah, I'm a member of the Opportunist Party. Yeah,
well, 43 rating from the American Conservative.
Yeah, I mean, come on,
right? What's that tell you? Yeah, and so there's going to be a conservative challenge this morning. Chip Roy from Texas will probably lose, but that Republican Party right now in the House is just a mess.
Yeah,
it's stay tuned.
Well, you know, and on the other side of the aisle. I mean, you know, there are a lot of people, Talib Rashid, Ilhan Omar, you know, the squad, as they like to call them.
Yeah.
I mean, they're kind of off in their own little world, too, but I guess they don't have any leadership positions.
No, not really. That's going to be interesting if Pelosi does what she said she was going to do and steps down at the end of next year. The left is just, they're not satisfied with Biden. Look, they want to spend $10 trillion on this stuff.
Yeah. A certain AOC said just that.
So yep, exactly. So there's a political bloodbath coming there, too.
My God, this is great.
Well, you know, if we want to just pile on the metaphorical bloodbath, I mean, it made a lot of headlines with Marjorie Taylor Greene really trying to bait AOC, right? I mean, she's on no committees, and this keeps her in the press, probably as red meat for her constituents, too. What's your take on this little feud?
I think both of them stand to benefit politically. I mean, AOC, any enemy like that is just catnip for AOC. And
right.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, as you say, in some ways, you know, politically, it's a benefit for her not to be on committees because she can rail against the system.
Well,
look, I came to Washington to change the system, and the system told me to get lost. So
I'm sure you guys by now know. You can read David, by the way, at McClatchy, D.C., or any fine newspaper like the Kansas City Star. But anyway, and Sacramento Bee, if you wish. But anyway, the point is, it seems to me, and I was thinking about this the other day, if you're in Congress, the House, 435 people, how are you going to stand out? You got to be a little bit nuts, don't you?
Well, yeah, it's one way of putting it.
Well, okay.
Right.
Okay, yeah. You got to be out there.
Yeah, you got to be out. Exactly. Now, often that backfires. You don't want us to. The people who succeed in the House tend to be the people who keep quiet, build alliances. I remember when John Larson came to Congress, one of the things he did was he became friendly with a guy named John Murtha, who was an old timer.
Oh, yeah. Pennsylvania.
Right. But Murtha knew defense. And Larson knew that Murtha could help his district. He could help UTC. And it was a very smart thing to do. And Larson became a real sharp inside player. And he still is. And that's
is
the
he
way
really?
He sort of build clout. Oh, yeah, Ways and Means. Yeah, he's senior.
We used to make fun of him because we called him Four Boy. Because he was like fourth in position, you know, to follow the speaker.
Right. No, not anymore. But he's on that House Ways and Means Committee, a subcommittee chairman. big player in writing tax legislation, insurance legislation.
All right. They're out now, right, Dave? Are we on vacation or what?
No, actually, they're in today.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll be covering it at McClatchy, D.C.
Yep. Yes, they're in today and next week, and then next Thursday they take their 2.5-week Memorial Day break.
Okay. David, thank you.
Pleasure.
Talk to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.